tell us some examples of gray area ways where wealthy families can get their kids into the right schools?
Yeah, sure. I mean, you named one of them, which is just to buy real estate in the right place so that you're in a better school district. Or you could send your children to private schools, of course, where they might get a better education. But more importantly, they might have access to more bespoke advisement opportunities. And those are sometimes places where elite colleges do direct recruiting. It's also possible to buy classes for a test prep for the SAT and ACT. And, you know, the more you practice those tests, the better you do at them, whether or not that represents what you actually know. And, of course, you know, they can spend money and time sending their kids to sports or to music or ferrying them around to various kinds of extracurricular or volunteer activities, which are part of the package that that colleges will look at. In general, the more money and time you have to spend, then the better position you can make your kids for college entry.
Does all this seem to represent that snowplow parenting where they're, you know, plowing the way for these kids and basically setting them up to do well in college? I mean, not letting the kids have to do anything for themselves.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I think the kids still have to do a lot of this work. It's just that some of the work that they do, maybe even a lot of the work the kids do, is not necessarily done for its own sake or for the sake of, you know, this sort of well-rounded profile that we think colleges are after, but in order to appear the right way to an admissions committee. And even some kids have internalized this this process. I'm doing this in order that, you know, that I can look the right way for getting into school. So that sort of snowplow or helicopter phenomenon is certainly prevalent. It does exist. But in many cases, this has just become the norm. This is the way that everyone, young people included, have thought about their high school experience.
Do you know of anything that colleges and universities are doing to tighten up the admissions process so that it can't be abused, at least illegally?
Yeah, well, I mean, one of the interesting things is that it's very much in a college's interest to protect and even revere the admissions process because it's the gate through which they maintain that exclusivity. And so when it gets compromised, as it has in the case of this alleged fraud scam, then it undermines their position. So, you know, one of the things they're doing is just circling the wagons, reinforcing the existing system and ensuring that that the way that they get information, the schools, the way that they get information appears to be accurate and correct. Many of the schools have been very careful to point out that they haven't been involved, that, you know, they get the test scores that the College Board sends them when they take the SAT, that they're really reliant on a kind of network of trust. And that, of course, just reinforces that system that's already in place. But there are other schools who are looking at different ways of conducting admissions, at least to some extent. One of the trends we've seen in the last number of years is for college entrance exams like the SAT to become optional in certain ways at certain schools. So you may not have to submit an SAT or it may only activate itself if other conditions aren't met, like, you know, a GPA or a class ranking isn't at a sufficiently high level. And for some, that might be a benefit, but in other cases, it may just be reinforcing the way the system already works.